was thinking about your lips, girl, and kissing on them. We were sitting in the light of the moon. I was watching it shine on you. Funny how time flies with a good girl on a good night. We were down to 1 a.m. listening to one more song, thinking I want more than just one night out here with you alone. Down to that last Bud Light in the back of that two-tone half-tone. My heart was telling me that one more kiss and I'd be done. Down to one hand in mine, down to one beautiful smile. Was done with the girl I want, straight falling in love right there that night. Down to one. Said we'd leave in one more minute, one past five, but we didn't. Cause you were looking like a dream I've been dreaming. I was thinking about anything but leaving. Still feel that touch. You were in my arms, soaking up that young love. Never been that far. Down to 1 a.m. listening to one more song, thinking I want more than just one night out here with you alone. Down to that last Bud Light in the back of that two-tone half-tone. My heart was telling me that one more kiss and I'd be done. Down to one hand in mine, down to one beautiful smile. Done with the girl I want, straight falling in love right there that night. Down to one. I was saying, stay with me, I'll be everything you need. We were way past 1 a.m. listening to one more song, thinking I want more than just one night out here with you alone. Down to that last Bud Light in the back of that two-tone half-tone. My heart was telling me that one more kiss and I'd be done. Down to one hand in mine, down to one beautiful smile. I was done with the girl I want, straight falling in love right there that night. Down to one.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. We can talk about health care after the government reopens. That from Senate Majority Leader John Thune telling MSNBC he has offered Democrats a vote on extending Obamacare subsidies, but he continues to insist that the government must be reopened before those conversations can happen. As immigration raids continue, some police departments are taking money to partner with ICE, but not in Dallas.
We were offered $25 million to be a part of 287G.
Says Dallas Police Chief Daniel Como.
And we said absolutely no. Turned it down.
184 agencies in Texas and the state DPS itself have said yes.
ABC's Jim Ryan. In Chicago, immigration agents have demanded passports and visas from legal residents as proof of identity. President Trump says he's considering ground strikes in Venezuela to take out drug cartels. It was pneumonia that claimed Diane Keaton at age 79, reports People magazine. This is ABC News. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today at a state ceremony for fallen soldiers from October 7th when Hamas fighters invaded Israel. The memorials delayed by a religious observance last week. Netanyahu vowing to, as he put it, complete the victory. On the streets of Gaza, video appears to show the militants carrying out a public execution. Hamas said it has now returned the remains of all the Israeli hostages that it can find amid the destruction. Pentagon reporters surrendered their passports rather than agree to clear their stories first with Secretary Pete Hegseth. Police in Odessa, Florida, arresting two suspects in a home invasion where husband and wife were carjacked after they were tracked by an AirTag under their vehicle. In the end, technology saved the couple, says Chief Joseph Moore.
You know, unbeknownst to the suspects, the victims had a home alarm, and he didn't deactivate it.
That from Odessa, Florida. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The City of Park Falls would like you to know that Howard Disposal will be placing tags on garbage/recycling containers when there is an issue. Issues can include where the container is placed, if it is overfull, or if it contains materials that are not acceptable. If you receive a tag, residents will need to contact Howard Disposal with the number provided to resolve the issue and to assure that the service will resume. For information on what materials are appropriate for recycling, you can go to cityofparkfalls.com. We spoke with Fifield Lions President Gary Griesel about the upcoming Fifield Fall Craft and Bake Fair.
Our last event coming up here is the Fifield Fall Festival of Crafts and Bake Fair. It's coming up on October 18th. It's going to be at the Fifield Fire Hall, and this is an annual event. We do this jointly with the Fifield Congregational Church and the Friends of the Fifield Firefighters. The day is filled with great things. They have all kinds of crafters and stuff. It's a great time to start your Christmas shopping. There's some unique things there. We have a soup and sandwich lunch put on by the Fifield Lions, and I can tell you, the soups are delicious. And then we're doing our fall events raffle drawing that day at going to do it right around 4:30. And I got to thank Carl from C&R Power Sports for donating the first prize. It's a 99 ZR Articat snowmobile is the first prize. Tickets are $10 or 3 for $20, and they're at many of the local businesses in Fifield, and then even some around Park Falls. And then you can also, if you do need tickets and you can't find them in an establishment, if they call me at 715-661-2990.
As a reminder, that event is taking place Saturday, October 18th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at the Fifield Fire Station. Eight candidates want to challenge incumbent 6th Congressional District Representative Glenn Grothman. Lisa Hale looks at one.
The Democratic primary for the 6th Congressional District in Wisconsin is over 10 months away. However, there are already 9 declared candidates. One of those candidates is Aaron Wojciechowski of Oshkosh, and he's no stranger to the political process. Wojciechowski, 28, is often referred to as Wojo. He made his first political run at the age of 19, serving on the Winnebago County Board of Supervisors, then on the Oshkosh Common Council. He said he wasn't going to run for office again, but caught the inspiration to do so during a No Kings rally earlier this year.
But in that moment, I thought, you know, if not me, then who? And if not now, when?
Wojciechowski says his major platform issue is affordability.
Everywhere you go, who you talk to, regardless of their politics, it's, you know, my rent has gotten higher, my electricity's gotten higher, groceries are still going up, gas is going up. Life is becoming too unaffordable for anyone in low-income, middle-class to afford.
A former teacher in the Oshkosh Area School District and current Assistant Director of Student Activities at Lawrence University, Wojciechowski says he will stand out from the 6 other Democratic candidates in the primary.
One of the things I've always led with is empathy, and I think we need more of that, less of this divisiveness, less of this name-calling and just, you know, fiery rhetoric that is leading to violence. We need someone who can kind of simmer people down, bring people together, and have these meaningful conversations.
The 7 Democrats running for the 6th Congressional District will face off in a Democratic primary on August 11th. On the Republican side, incumbent Glenn Grothman faces a challenge from Jonathan Peets. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And Aqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Aqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Aqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at AquaCars.com.
The Brewers and Dodgers in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game three tonight with the Brewers and Dodgers in the NLCS after losing the first two games in Milwaukee. Do the Brewers have a chance to turn this thing around? Manager Pat Murphy.
You guys might have us counted out, and I understand that. 90% of the teams that have been in this situation don't win the series. But this team has been counted out a lot this year, and I think there's some fight left in them, and it'll be a little tougher path doing it on the road, but we swept the Dodgers early in the year on the road, and so at least there's some capability. I know the Dodgers weren't the same team then, but, you know, 10 times this year we've won four in a row, so that's also a possibility.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next Wednesday in Milwaukee. How do they look on defense?
I think we have to have a hell of a week, personally. I think we are average at best right now. I think we've taken a step back a little bit, and we'll get it right.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. So you're thinking about getting into the archery world, buying a compound bow to extend your deer season. It's a great idea. Well, you need to know what you want for a let-off on that bow, and I'll tell you what that is. But first,
whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Buying a compound bow is not as simple as you think it is, because you need to know a few things that will get you into the right bow. One of them is let-off, which is the percentage reduction of the draw weight at full draw, which is measured in the valley of the draw cycle. Sound complicated? It's not really. A higher let-off means less holding weight at full draw, which allows for longer aiming, but it can make the bow feel just a little bit unstable. A lower let-off means that you have more holding weight, leading to greater stability and potential arrow speed, but it does cause fatigue faster. You can't hold that bow back as long. Archers choose a let-off percentage based on their application, with a higher percentage common in hunting bows and a lower percentage in target bows. So if you're going to be out there and you're going to be hunting deer and you think you're going to be in a situation where you're going to be holding that bow back for a while, you definitely want a higher let-off. But some people think that they want a little bit stronger bow, so they go for the lower let-off. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and breezy today, with showers becoming likely later in the afternoon. Highs right around 60. Showers and a few thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows in the lower 50s. On Thursday, an isolated shower possible. Otherwise breezy with highs right around 70. Right now, it's 47.
98.
Becky
Becky was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out a-waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Cops were nipping on our heels, pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A born to kill tattoo tried to cut in. I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? She gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
My mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream those sultry summer nights, where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars, the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Your next again wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Purple hulls and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and
danced in the evening air. And like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow Mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. Now, if the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They make me laugh every single morning.
98 Q Country. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way, I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Not to stare the night that I first met you. You had me mesmerized, and And 3 weeks later in the front porch light, taking 45 minutes to kiss goodnight. I hadn't told you yet, but I thought I loved you then. And now you're my whole life. Now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. Like a river needs the sea, stronger than it's ever been. We've come so far since that day, and I thought I loved you then. I remember taking you back to right where I first met you. You were so surprised. There were people around, but I didn't care. I got down on one knee right there once again. I thought I loved you then. But now you're my whole life. Now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. Like a river meets the sea, stronger than it's ever been. We've come so far since that day, and I thought I loved you. I've said that before. And now you're my whole life. Now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. We'll look back someday. I thought I loved you, and I thought I loved you.
Brad Paisley there, 98Q Country, and a good Thursday to you here, coming to you this morning from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Feels like a Munster kind of Adams Family kind of day out there, doesn't it? Gloomy and wet, and we'll see if that sun makes an appearance at some point. Mockingbird Lane, remember Mockingbird Lane? The Munster, that's where the Munsters lived. Was Mockingbird Lane. Looks to be one of those days. Don't give up totally on the sunshine today, but don't count on it either. We're going to see some wet conditions probably this afternoon for the Merriwood Cross Country Meet. We will be there to bring you the sounds of some of the top runners in the state in the Merriwood. They got some of the top-rated teams in the state. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll bring you the sounds of that this afternoon. Starting a little bit after 3:30, Greg Gunderson and I will be out there, and we'll bring you that for about an hour on 98Q, and then we'll do a couple reports over on Chomix, because the Brewers start this afternoon at 4:30, and a 5:08 first pitch.
Birthdays, if you got somebody or an anniversary, we'd love to wish them a happy day. Give them a shot to win that cake. 715-762-3221 is a phone number. 1313 Mockingbird Lane, by the way. That's where the Munsters lived. Love that. Let's get your twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. We can talk about health care after the government reopens. That from Senate Majority Leader John Thune telling MSNBC he has offered Democrats a vote on extending Obamacare subsidies. But he continues to insist that the government must be reopened before those conversations can happen. As immigration raids continue, some police departments are taking money to partner with ICE. But not in Dallas.
We were offered $25 million to be a part of 287G.
Says Dallas Police Chief Daniel Como.
And we said absolutely no. Turned it down.
184 agencies in Texas and the state DPS itself have said yes.
ABC's Jim Ryan. In Chicago, immigration agents have demanded passports and visas from legal residents as proof of identity. President Trump says he's considering ground strikes in Venezuela to take out drug cartels. It was pneumonia that claimed Diane Keaton at age 79, reports People magazine. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Price County Highway Department would like you to remember that state law requires drivers to create a safety zone for stop law enforcement, emergency, and maintenance vehicles. To help safeguard law enforcement officers, emergency responders, road maintenance workers, and others who work on the side of highways, Wisconsin has a move-over law. This law requires drivers to shift lanes or slow down in order to provide a safety zone for a squad car, ambulance, fire truck, tow truck, utility vehicle, or highway maintenance vehicle that is stopped on the side of a road with its warning lights flashing. Drivers have two options for creating this safety zone. If the road has more than one directional lane like the interstate and you can switch lanes safely, you must move over to vacate the lane closest to the law enforcement or other vehicle with its lights flashing. If the road has a single directional lane or you can't safely move over, you must reduce your speed. You can find a short PSA on the Price County Highway Department's Facebook page. Sunday, October 19th from 8 to noon at Goble South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville, there's a Phillips Girls Basketball Breakfast Fundraiser. It's $12 a plate with 5 and under eating free, featuring from scratch pancakes, French toast, sausage, hash browns, scrambled eggs, and homemade cinnamon rolls. There's also going to be raffle baskets, so don't miss this chance to support the team. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, October 19th from 8 to noon at Goble South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville on County Road F. A bill aimed at strengthening penalties against perpetrators of sextortion is heading to the governor's desk. Isabella Nieto has more.
Braden's law stems from the death of a D.C. Everest High School student, Braden Bone, who took his life after being targeted by an organized sexual extortion ring. The legislation establishes sexual extortion as a new crime and imposes severe penalties, including up to a 60-year sentence if the extortion results in the death of the victim. The bill passage comes less than 6 months after it was introduced to the legislature by a handful of legislators in April, including area reps Pat Snyder, Brent Jacobson, and John Spiros, joined by state senators Jesse James and Corey Tomchek in the effort. A spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers told WBAY in Green Bay that the governor intends to sign the legislation. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Brewers and Dodgers in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game three tonight with the Brewers and Dodgers in the NLCS after losing the first two games in Milwaukee. Do the Brewers have a chance to turn this thing around? Manager Pat Murphy.
You guys might have us counted out, and I understand that. 90% of the teams that have been in this situation don't win the series. But this team has been counted out a lot this year, and I think there's some fight left in them, and it'll be a little tougher path doing it on the road, but we swept the Dodgers early in the year on the road, and so at least there's some capability. I know the Dodgers weren't the same team then, but, you know, 10 times this year we've won four in a row, so that's also a possibility.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next Wednesday in Milwaukee. How do they look on defense?
I think we have to have a hell of a week, personally. I think we are average at best right now. I think we've taken a step back a little bit, and we'll get it right.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The colors may fade, but the fun never ends in Price County. From lakes and trails to local shops, dining, and live events, there's always something happening in the Northwoods. Whether you're here for a weekend getaway, exploring our history, or enjoying our friendly small town charm, Price County has something for everyone. Please visit us today at enjoypricecounty.com and stay connected with the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce. Price County, where every season is worth celebrating.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway, always community-minded, and this month, doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard. We're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautos.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
And be sure to grab a tag off that tree, too. Santa's elves already at it down there. Ray had a nice chat with Deb and the folks down there at Wheelway yesterday. So hope you'll get on down there to support Santa's elves through Wheelway. Also, birthdays today. If you're celebrating here on this 16th day of October, you share your day with Manute Bol, the Sudanese NBA star, was nearly 7 feet 7 inches tall. 7'7". And he passed away of kidney failure at the age of 47. He had 10 children. Born in 1962, Manute Bol passed in 2010. Tim Robbins, the actor and the director, has received Oscar nominations for both of those categories. Best Director in 1996 for Dead Man Walking. And won a Best Supporting Actor in 2004 for Mystic River. Many others, too. Tim Robbins is 67 today. Suzanne Summers from the original Three's Company show. The actress played, of course, what was her name? Best known for TV's Three's Company. And Step by Step, Chrissy was her name, right? On the original. And then they replaced her with another one. That wasn't good. Suzanne Summers, the original, was the best. She was born in 1946. She passed away just a day before her 77th birthday back in 2023. Tim McCarver, two-time All-Star, two-time World Series champ, and a longtime broadcaster of Major League Baseball, Game of the Week, and playoffs. He passed away from heart failure back in 2023. Tim McCarver, born in 1941. Angela Lansbury, Miss Murder, She Wrote, or as my brother always referred to as Murder, She Hopes. Angela Lansbury, born in London. The actress, of course, best known for that show, Murder, She Wrote. Did a lot of other stuff, too. 1925, she was born. Angela Lansbury passed back in 2022.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and breezy today, with showers becoming likely later in the afternoon. Highs right around 60. Showers and a few thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows in the lower 50s. On Thursday, an isolated shower possible. Otherwise breezy with highs right around 70. Right now, it's 47.
98Q Country.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line.
This is for the one who swings the hammer,
driving home the nail.
For the one behind the counter,
ringing up the sales.
For the one who fights the fire, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, you can see them every morning in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns.
Working together
like spokes inside a wheel,
they keep this country turning around.
Hello, Kansas,
wheatfield farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line.
This is for the one who drives the big rig
up and down the road.
For the one out in the warehouse
bringing in the load.
For the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol. For everyone who works behind the scenes with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America. Let me thank you for your time.
The newest country always plays here.
Hey, what's up? It's Kelsea Ballerini.
Cowboys cry too.
everybody. I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think.
Are you kidding me? There ain't no better station than this.
98Q Country.
Swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires.
Back in the day, Potts Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth. Before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss.
I'm chilling on a dirt road. Laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting easy street on the tires.
Sit back and think about them good old days. The way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits. And if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go. Down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right. But we sure do it good and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in and man, tell your friends. We'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
Chilling on a dirt road. Laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting easy street on the tires. That's right. On a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires.
Country.
Out $100 bills and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise cause the girls they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. Say
bling blingin' while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. When I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city, I make a lot of noise, cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Thoroughbred, that's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. Then I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, cowboy.
All right, we'll put that into the budget. There's Big and Rich and Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, 98Q Country. Country classics, by the way, 98Q brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls, parkmanorwi.com. And you can find them on Facebook, too. Appears to be a washout today, a soaker. Not pouring rain, but just kind of what it is right now out there. They'll still run the cross country this afternoon. No, they still do the cross country, even if it's a little bit wet out there. Makes it a little more adventurous, but we'll have live coverage of, we'll talk to some of the runners. We're not going to bring you play-by-play of running, but we're going to bring you some interviews with some of the folks involved from Prentice, Riblake, and Shawamigan and Phillips this afternoon from the Park Falls, from the Shawamigan campus. Here behind the school in Park Falls. And we'll kick that off a little bit after 3:30 this afternoon right here. Local community-minded stuff from 98Q Country. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, is blooming with all your home and garden supplies so you can get all your projects going from start to finish.
Len Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Having trouble balancing your books? Fear not. MVB is here. Maine's Virtual Bookkeeping brings affordable, secure, stress-free service right to your screen. No suits, no pressure, just solid numbers that make sense. Whether you're behind, overwhelmed, or just tired of guessing, MVB has your back. Call 813-562-1839 today. That's 813-562-1839. Maine's Virtual Bookkeeping. Making your numbers behave so you don't have to. Visit MainesVRBookkeeper.com now for all your accounting and bookkeeping needs. Get control, stay focused, and let MVB handle the math.
Hi, I'm Austin. My grandma Jane has been long-arm quilting since 1997 and sewing almost her whole life. At Quilt Is Desired in Park Falls, all you need to do is bring your quilt top and she'll handle the backing, batting, quilting, or binding. You can use your own materials or pick from her huge selection. Trust me, she's got more fabric than you could ever imagine. Call 715-661-2679 to drop off with grandma or at Stamp Paper Scissors in Minocqua. Be sure to get materials in by November 1st to guarantee a Christmas delivery and don't miss $50 off on the 98Q Country Shopping Show.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare.
98Q Country.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
98Q Country.
Say somebody been shot, somebody's been abused, somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall oak tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street, for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds,
too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. The one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Joel Karnik in the Morning.
They just really enjoy it, and it's so different because it makes you enjoy it just that much more because they're having fun.
98 Q Country.
Used to be a dance hall, music on and the lights off, just you and I. Used to be perfume on your pillow, new day through the window, bringing out the blue in your eyes. Used to be four boots by the front door, but two ain't there anymore. Just four empty walls where I lay my head and get no rest at all. The porch swing don't swing, the doorbell don't ring, and hell, it's just wood on concrete and numbers on a mailbox on used to be street. I guess you were right, I should've left when you did. The house you made a home is now just a house again.